This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 231 for Thursday, January 18th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is making modest gains on Thursday morning, despite mixed sentiment from comparable oils. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed are up, while Chicago soy oil is down. Crude oil is also on the rise after missile attacks on the Red Sea and in Iran. The Canadian dollar is up more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The March canola contract is up 50 cents per ton at $627.20. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are down, while wheat is mixed. Corn imports into the European Union total 9.52 million tons this season as of January 14th, 42% lower than 1 year ago. France Agri-Mer cut its corn export estimate for 2023-24 by 40,000 tons at 4.15 million. China imported a record 4.95 million tons of corn in December, putting their 2023 total at 22.18 million, up 12.3% from the previous year. However, India only exported 30,000 tons of corn during the month, compared to its usual 250,000 to 300,000 tons, due to the government raising its ethanol procurement price. The March corn contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.37. Central Brazil is expected to see rainfall this weekend, while Argentina will see dryness for the next 2 weeks. Safras and Mercado reported Brazil's soybean harvest progress at 2.1% complete, while another firm, Patria Agronegocios, reported 2.4% complete. The EU reported soybean imports for 2023-24 as of January 14th at 6.3 million tons, 100,000 more than the same time last year. The March soybean contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.02. The EU reported wheat exports at 16.88 million tons for the marketing year as of January 14th. Strategy Grains projected the EU's wheat exports for the year at 31.7 million tons for 2023-24, a reduction of 800,000 from its previous estimate. Projected EU wheat production was also cut 2.1 million tons at 122.7 million due to a lack of seeded acres in Germany. Egypt purchased 360,000 tons of wheat in its tender, 5 vessels from Russia and 1 from France. Algeria is potentially buying up to 900,000 tons in its wheat tender, and Lebanon bought 72,000 tons of Ukrainian milling wheat for late January to late February shipment. Ukraine's ambassador to Turkey said that negotiations are underway to restart the United Nations Black Sea Grain Initiative, which Russia pulled out of last summer. The March Chicago wheat contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.76. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.91. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.81. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, January 18th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.